Welcome back to my loyal subscribers from all across the world. This is Alicia Lucky Lady at Sea, back with another episode for my podcast. And I'm so happy that you're able to join me today. And today I've been inspired by a quote from Twitter by Paulo. And it says that freedom is not the absence of commitments, but the ability to choose and commit myself to what is best for me. We all have our individual definitions of freedom. And for me, I'm mostly looking for time freedom. And I never truly understood what time freedom meant until I saw this quote, where it says, the ability to choose. That to me is just such a powerful statement right there. The ability to choose and commit myself to what is best for me. That's how I'm going to be working on my time freedom, where I'll have the ability to choose and commit myself to what is best for me. So what's best for you? What are you going to commit to? What is your freedom? When you think about freedom, the freedom of choice, the freedom to do what you want to do. A lot of us, we have the daily grind of work every day, and we wish that we had the freedom to do what we want to do. And some people just think that just sitting around doing nothing, maybe a little bit of gardening or hanging out by the beach or everyday things. The real meaning of freedom is to do what is best for me. And in my situation, what is best for me is to follow my purpose. And I've just recently discovered what my purpose is. And I have known it for a while, but as I'm sure a few of you can relate, you know what your purpose is, but you don't choose to follow it, or you don't choose to accept it. And I, within the last week, just decided that I am going to step into my purpose. This podcast is, strangely enough, or coincidentally is probably the right thought, it is in alignment with my purpose. And my purpose is to inspire and motivate people to achieve the highest good, or to achieve their whatever they aspire to be in the world. And I find that I do it so naturally with people around me. However, it wasn't something that I wasn't willing to step into until about a week ago. And it's amazing when you have rediscovered, or I should say in my case, when you have acknowledged your purpose in life, that everything just falls into place. And the moment that I've decided to acknowledge my purpose, everything just became so much more clearer for me. And it has been an amazing journey so far. And I'm happy that you're a part of this journey. Send me an email at luckylady@gmail.com and let me know what you have commit yourself to. What is the best for you? What is your freedom? And that is whatever you think is the best for you. Whatever is your purpose, whatever is your passion. You can even drop me an email and let me know if you have discovered your purpose in life, or you are following your passion. I am happy to hear any stories of people that are going for their purpose or their passion, because I think it's important that we live with a purpose. We don't just carry around day after day, just going through the motions of life without any meaning to our lives. That's a lot of food for thought right now. What is your freedom? What is your purpose? What is your passion? Thank you for joining me today. Have a wonderfully fabulous day.